Okay, on the bottom here. Omer Bishu ben Levi, afopi, shekoro odom krishma bevesa knesset, and though you daven mayor, you said krishma, mitzvah lekrois el mitos, so it's krishma la mito. That's like to protect you from the mazikim, the Gemara understands. Omer Bishu my krua, where do we have a remez in the posuk for that? So the posuk can tell him, rigzu, Rigzu means tremble, have fear, and it's Valtech Tohu. Imru bil vavchem al mishkavchem. Rashlan's Imru bil vavchem means say the parsha alivovechem. I mean Krishma al mishkavchem. Vidomu, and then go to sleep. Vidomu means to be quiet, Selo. Om Rav Nachman, im Talmud Chochem hu, ain't sorry. Look at Tap Rashi, im Talmud Chochem hu, shirogu bimishnoso, lazog yasos, he's always chazering, is dayabukah. That itself will protect him. But again, we're not talking about Mrs. Krishma here over here. We're talking some sort of a shmirah from Azikim. So Mela, someone who's learning, he learns before he goes to sleep, is he doesn't have to say that. Om Rabbaye, Av Talmud Chochem, Meboyalei Lameimar Chad Psuk. Even though I should say one posuk of protection before he goes to sleep. The Rachmei, Kigon, Biot Chavkiruchi, Belz Yosei Hashem Kelemes. Now, please understand that when we say that Krishma, the person who davened Mayri said Krishma, then the Krishna you're saying over, that's enough of Mazik, and that's not Krishma anymore, therefore Tam Chokhmah say it. That's all if you davened Mayri at the right time. I mean, if you davened like many people early, you have to say over Krishma, Fadeshman. And then this is the first Rashi in Brochus, a famous Rashi. I mean, Rashi, yes, right away, the first Rashi in Brochus, the Mishnah tells us you can't say Krishma, what says a Kocham, and a Gansavel davens Mayriv early. Today's bad enough, but in those days, everybody davened Mayriv early because they couldn't come out at night. So Rashi says, how could we daven Mayriv early? We're saying Krishma too early. So Rashi says there, because the Ikka Krishma Yotze is with Krishma Lamita. We say it over. So they all ask us, that's right away, yes, Rashi, but the Gemara says Krishma Lamita is only for Namazikim. So you can say that again, they all say, obviously, this Gemara is talking with a person said Krishma Bismano. This is to understand it, where you should do it. You daven Mayav at the right time. So the Krishma you said at Mayav was a proper Krishma. So therefore, the Krishma Lamito is only the Minamaziki. But if you didn't daven Mayav on time, that's what Rashi says. That's what the world relied on in his time. When they would say Krishma Lamito, they would say it with Kavanah to be Yetzir Mitzvah. But that's not this Gemara. Okay. Omer Levi Bachamo, Omer Shimon Ben Lokish. Luyolom Yargiz Odum Yetzer Toival Yetzer Hora. Shenema, same posuk, that's what we got. Rigzuval Techto. Roigiz Miloshin, anger. And you should anger the Yetzer Toiv against Yetzer Hora. She says, Sheyasim Mochomim Yetzer Hora. The Balimus will tell us that the person has to see it. If we would see it that way, we'd be okay. You have to see it as a mochoma between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. It's not a game here. It's taka mochoma. If you look at it that way, you make mochoma, you have a shot at it. It's interesting. Rashi, that's how Rashi says here, mochoma, Yoshin Rogis. Rashi Sanhedrin learns, he means, Yarg is Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara means like this, that if the Yetzer Hara comes to you and says, do an Aveira, don't just hold back from doing the Aveira. Go one up on him. What they call the best defense is a good offense. If I can't do a mitzvah instead, that's what she says in Sanhedrin. Okay. Now, im not schoi muta, if that does the trick, gesunte hate. V'im lav yasak b'teira. Shenema imru bilvavchem. Here he's learning imru bilvavchem alovecha ho yod vomei as teira. Im not schoi muta, if that works good. Im lav yekri krishmi, kapol osol machu shamayim. Shenema al mishkavchem. Not quiet from sleep like we learned before, but quiet from Misa. That ain't the sound of the Gemara, but anyway. What's the meaning? Yaskalo Yema Misa? Keep shoot the Mashot says here. Yaskalo Yema Misa means in the same vein as Yargis Yetzah Toiv Al Yetzah Rad. One should see it as a Mochoma. One should reason to himself that the Yetzah Rad doesn't mean my own good. He means to put me away. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to kill me. So for Rosh and Lasadik Lamiso, he's not here to make me have a good time. If I can't, he's trying to kill me. Oh, this is less simple than that. Yaskol Yamamiso, Shuv Yamecha Kodem Misoscha Poshet. If a person thinks he's going tomorrow, hopefully he'll do tshuva today. Hopefully.
So if Yamamiso is the strongest, why doesn't?
Why say first? It sounds like we go with the. Sounds like we go with Akal Kovid.
It's like the Mishnah.
What?
It's like
I got it was yesterday. I went visiting, so I started getting stuck in traffic on the way back. I did gain one interesting thing. I met a nephew of mine. He told me, I'll be from the Guru. I never heard it. That the Gemara is giving, what are the three Eitzes? Torah, Krishma, and Misa. Tov Kuf Mem. Dos Atzas Hashem Hi Sokum. Tov Kuf Mem. Torah, Krishma, Misa. I never heard it. It's like the from Goyen. He saw it somewhere. Omer Blevi Bachamo, Omer Pshima Ben Lokish, Maidir Siv, Ved Luchas Luchas Oheven Vateri Vamitzvah Shekosafti Lohi Roysom, Luchas Elo Aseres Adibris, Toiro Zem Mikro. Meaning what we call Toiro Shibosav, again Shing Rashi, Zem Mikro Chumish, She Mitzvah Likrois Betoiro. Rashi tells why we call Chumish Mikro, because there's a mitzvah, there's been, only Torah is given Lakri, even Nivinim Ksuma, not given Lakri, really, it's Laksiva. That we have Torah is the later development. Rashi claims on that Rashi, says interesting. He says, since this is the beginning of Shas, Rashi is telling us right away, you should know that when the Gemara will refer to Chumash as Mikra, it's because there's a mitzvah Likrois B'Torah. Okay. Good. Luchas is Aseres Hadibris, Torah is Torah Shebasav, more or less a mitzvah is a Mishnah. Asher kosavti el nevim uksuvim. They're nitin al ksiv. They're not kriya there, really. Lehoi roysom ze gemora. Explains Rashi, because gemora is the timing of the Mishnayis. To understand and to paskin, you need the gemora. The gemora in Saita says, those who paskin from the Mishnah are mavali oilom. Melameid shekulam nitnu lemoshe misinai. Now here there's a catch that jumps off the page. A good answer is very hard to find. And the posuk's out of order. So it's Adibris, Chumash, Mishnah, Nach, and Gemara. Nach should have been before Mishnah. It's a strange thing over here. Zachreinu Muchin Zachir. Pnei Yeshua, I don't know. Pnei Yeshua seems to say because Moshe Rabbeinu learned Mishnah. There are Mechkaris that, it's like getting more naive in how he learned Mishnah. The basic Yisoides of Torah Shebal Peh, he must have already learned and taught. Which is before Nach. That's what it means to say. It's a problem. It's a serious problem here. The Rachreinim want to go a very interesting way. They want to go based on a Gemara in the Dorim. I can't tell you I understand the Gemara right now. It needs its own research. But the Gemara in the Dorim says, Il moli lochotu Yisroel. Had there not been the Chet, lo nitno lahem elachamishachum shetayr v'sefer Yoshua. It's an interesting Gemara. If not for the Chet, which chet it means exactly, but then we would have only had Chumash and Sefer Yoshua. We would not have needed the Nevi'im. Because all Nevi'im Iksuvim basically is allows on Tshuva. Had we not done any chet, we would have had only Chumash and Yeshua. Yeshua you need for the Gulas Oretz. So now we have another Gemara in Ilul Nishtabri Aluches, there wouldn't have been Shikha by Claudius, so we wouldn't have forgotten anything. So if we wouldn't have forgotten, we wouldn't need to claim all of the Gemara. Because all of the people in the Gemara, that's because we started forgetting. Until Shammai and Hilda, one of Machloikas, when they remembered clearly everything. So that's how they want to learn this pasuk. This pasuk is talking about, this is talking about Luchas Rishonis. So that's before the Shtabrus Aluchas. So that matzav, it would have been a matzav of just Chumash and Mishnah, without Nach and Gemara. So the pasuk is being merames that by saying, first Chumash, then Mishnah, then Nach and Gemara. Because not at the at the time of Luchas Rishonis, there would have theoretically only been Chumash and Mishnah. It's an interesting thought.
So it's the last two things are the two biggest chedushim.
What do you mean biggest chedushim?
Nach is even things that were the Doris that were given later. And yeah. Gemara is even the Havamines and even the
yeah, okay.
The,
yeah, but good, but the order is fine. I'll say the orders.
That's why it's at the end.
Okay. It's a problem. But it's a problem. Okay, or maybe it's look. Double-edged sword, so the Rashi to kill the mazik. And Shenemar, Raima is kill begroinom, v'cherv pifiyas biyodom. V'cherv would be pifiyas. My mashvias, who said we're talking here about Krishna? Let's do Krishna. Oma mazuchi v'tem ravashi mireishin yonis. Who says before that, yal zuch sidim b'chovoid, yiranenu al mishkevoisom. Mishkevoisom, so we're talking about Krishna. And then it says, "Uksiv Basrei." Sounds like Krishma Lamit. Uksiv Basrei, Roimay Skel Begroinam, Vecherev Pefiyas Biyodem. Krishma Lamit is a double-edged sword. Vomer Biyitzu Kolakeri Krishma Lamitosoi mazikin bedelim imena. The mazikin go away from him. Shenemar uvnei reshef yagbiu uf. Reshef, we'll see in a minute. Reshef means mazikin. Uf ve'ein uf elo toira. The word uf refers to toira. Shenemar pasuk in Mishlei hasoyif einecho boy ve'einenu. If you blink your eyes, it's not there. That's referring to Torah, that you can't be Masiyach Das. If you take your mind off of the Torah, you're going to lose it. Asoif, uf, in, uf means to double over, to fold over. Asoif enecha means closing the eyelids, blinking, portion, we would say. So we would say today, if you blink, you lose it. You have to keep constantly in mind. Vein reshef elamazikim, shenemar. In Hazinu Mizei Ro'ov, that's Yisurim, Luchume Reshev, Ketev Meriri. Ketev Meriri, Rashi tells us the Gemara Psochem, that's the chief shed of Tzoharayim. So from the fact that Luchume Reshev is right next to Ketev Meriri, understand so far that Luchume Reshev refers to Shedim. So that's how they're learning the Pasuk in Eov. Ubnei Reshev, the Shedim, Yagbihu Uf. Torah will make them jump away. Yagbihu Uf. Torah will chase away the Mazik. Okay, we'll change that in a second. Hold on. Omer Pshimen Lakish, that we said on Krish Valamita. Now he has the same drush on learning. Kol Isaac B'Toyra. Yeah, okay, that's interesting. Gemara. We started with Krishma, we bring Uf, which is Toyra, okay, because Krishma is Toyra, and he's putting it in a more general way. Kol Isaac B'Toyra is Serm B'Delam Emanu. Anyone who learns, he soon will go away. Shenemar uvnei reshev yagbiu Uf. Same idea, vein Uf ala Toyra, shem asof einechobo, veinenu. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we said Shedim, that was saying Yisurim. Vein Reshef Eli Yisurim. Sorry. The first memory was Ubnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. Uf, Toira, which there means Krishma Lita will chase away the Mazikin. He's saying now Toira will chase away Bnei Reshef means Yisurim. Vein Reshef Eli Yisurim. Shenema Mezei Rov Ul Saint Pasuk Reshef Ul Chemle Reshef. Explains Rashi, what the Pasuk said. It says Mezei Rov. It puts three together curses. Mesei Rov, that means hunger. Yisurim. Lachume Reshef and Ketev Meriri. Ketev Meriri is Shade. Mesei Rov is Yisurei Rov. So what's made Lachume Reshef? That we don't know exactly. Says Rashi, he understands that since it's written between Rov and Mazikin, it's Nidrash both ways. Is Reshef can mean Yisurim and Reshef can mean Shade. So we're taking both out of there. So Uf, Torah. Krishna, the first limit, chase away Mazikin, can also chase away Yisurim. That comes a very interesting Gemara. So, why don't you just tell me now that a person is Isaac B'Toyro is Yisurim B'Deilim, my man. You learned that from Pasuk in Eov, right? Omele Reb Yoichanan, you need a Pasuk in Eov for that. Who are filuti noike shall be Rabin Yoidin Isaac. So, actually, even the Ketanim who haven't yet learned Sefer Eov, they just learned Chumash. No, that. I don't need Iyoy for that. It says, Shenemar, Vayomer, Shemoya Tishma, Lekol Hashem, Lekecho, Vayosher Ben Aftase, Vazantel and Soiso, Shamata Kol Chukov, it's called Amachl, Shasamti Mitzayin, Losem Olecho, Keni Hashem Ofecho. You have to schlep me a posuk in Iyoy to tell me that Isaac B'Toyr is Yisurim Deilim. It says, he won't bring on the Tzoros of Mitzrayim on you. Elazog de Gemara, Kol She'efsher, Kol She, that it chases away the Yisurim, that we know. But Ella was saying something else over here. Ella kol she'efshel olasuk b'toyra ve'eino oisek. One who could and didn't is Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi all of Yisurim mechuorim, Yisurim ve'oichin oisek, and they mess him up. This Ella is very interesting because Ella usually means the Gemara is reinterpreting. That's how they learn some Achrayim. We're reinterpreting. We read the pasuk before. Uvnei reshef yakbiu uf. Uf is Torah. Reshef Yisurim Yagbiu Uf. Torah will make them go away. We'll pop them up. We're now learning the pasuk a little different. Ubnei Reshef, meaning Yisurim, when do they come? Yagbiu Uf. When Torah is gone, is not there. We're saying something more. There's the idea that Torah will chase away the Yisurim. It says you don't need a pasuk in Eiv for that. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Even the Tenegas Bishal Rabban who learned Chumash didn't learn Eiv, know that. This pasuk is telling me something else. That Bittel Torah, someone who could have learned and didn't learn, will bring upon himself Yisurim. And we read the pasuk, Ubnei Reshef, when did they come? Yagbiu Uf. When the Torah is Yagbiu, meaning when there isn't any Torah, the Yisurim will come in. And he brings another pasuk in Mishlei to show us that. Ne'elamti, I was quiet. Dumiyo, hechsheisi mitoiv, I was quiet from toiv, from toira. Ukeivin nekor, vein toiv ela toira. Shenam kilecha tom nasatel kam toros al tazov. Omer b'zeri temer reb chanina b'apop b'orei. Eshalok midas hakadosh baruch hu midas bosov v'dom. Midas bosov v'dom. Odom moiche chayfetz lechaveiro. Somebody sells something, and even though he sells and he gets money for it, b'sof kosof he would rather have it back. He only sold it because he had to sell it, whatever, but he would rather have it back. Moicher ought save, velokeh someach. Velokeh is happy, the moicher is let down. He had to sell it, even though he got paid for it. Aval kodesh baruch eino keifak, yeah? Nosel him to, he didn't sell it, he gave it. He didn't get anything back from it. Li yisuv is someach, he's happy about it. He's not trying to get it back, he doesn't feel bad. Fakeh, shenemek ilekatom nasad lecham, the rest of it. He's praising it to the Klal Yisrael. He's praising the Mekach. After he gave it away, he's praising it. He's making them feel good that they have it. Well, Tomer Ravi Tamer of Chizda, echad famous Gemara. Im roya adam she yisurim bo anol. Person sees he has yisurim yifashpish b'maisav. He should check out his maisav. Something's wrong. Let's find something that's nish b'seidal. Shenema, I just had an echo. Shenema, nach besodor ocheinu v'nach koira. You go to the side, there's some words missing here. Pishpesh u'motza. He looked, I found something. And it looked good. Yasa tshuvas. Okay, now I found what's wrong. Zolot on tshuva. Shenemar v'noshuva ad Hashem. Okay, that's simple. Pishpesh v'loy motzo. Pishpesh v'loy motzo. He couldn't find an aveira. Now he's got a problem. Is yitla b'bitl teire? He should be teire. The Yisurim came from bitl teire. Shenemar ashe agever ashe tesrenu ko. And as you see, that Yisurim should bring on learning, meaning the four. If you don't have an Eitzah, learn more. It's the Bittul Torah that brought it on. Now, this is a very famous problem. What are you telling me over here? If I get Yisurim, I should look for an Aveira. If I can't find an Aveira, I should say what? Bittul Torah. No, Bittul Torah is an Aveira. What do you mean, Bittul Torah is an Aveira? What do you mean? Pishlam, I can't find the Averis. Yitlab a Bittul Torah. Is from a primal lodge, is Yodu and Avashachayim. I swear to Prima Gordon, God says it right here. You look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Pishvif loimotso. Loimotso Avera biyodo, shebishvili ru'uyin yisur and alolun lovo. How are you supposed to search? You get yisur. How are you supposed to search? Mida keneg and mida. We have a system here. You should look for something that's mida keneg and mida. Pishvish v'lomotza means he couldn't find an aveira was pas su that Yisurim is getting. He can't find in the midah keneged midah. It then is yitla b'bittul Torah, because bittul Torah is over al kol hamidas. Person is nanash b'bittul Torah on everything. There's no midah keneged midah in Torah. The Goyin says even poshita. You can't find an aveira yitla b'bittul Torah. You didn't learn enough. That's why you didn't find Aveira. Skalant, you'd already find what you're doing wrong. Okay. Vim tolav aloy motzo. He can't find anything. As a lucky individual, he can't even find Bittul Torah. As a person that is exactly. Bi yodua she yisurin shel avo heim. Dosa yisurin shel avo. Shenema ki es asher yev Hashem yoichia. The Pesuk says, therefore, it says, Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. Yes, Asher Yehav Hashem Yochiach. Explains the Mashua, it means Musa Hashem b'ni al timos. What do you mean? Hashem is giving you Musa, don't be disgusted with it, al timos. It means he can't find any reason for it. Don't be boyet and say, he's an unfair Hashem. If I can't find the reason, this is ridiculous. He says, Yehav Hashem Yochiach. Those are Yisur and Shalahav. Yisur and Shalahav are very difficult concepts. Not for me, it's not for right now. Rashi says it's a very difficult concept. Yisurin shalahav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyasra b'olam hazeh b'loy shum ovoin. It's like a no aveira there. Kedei lahar bo schoro b'olam habo yosef mekdei zchu yosef. Just to be mar b'schar, a very difficult idea. But not for now, that's for sure. What? Because Yisurim Shalav is very unusual. It's the only person that doesn't have any Averis. Yipshutho, yeah. It sounds from the Gemara like that. It sounds from the Gemara like that's only at the end of the line. You know, your top tzaddik of the year, you know what I mean?
Chelik of his tshuva, chelik of his recognition. He's been kalba.
even though he didn't have
Erev. Yeah, but that's not Yisun Shalahava. Yisun Shalahava is something that, that we see has no explanation. That's a rational. Rashi says, below your open, I mean. Very difficult idea. It's a very difficult idea. Yeah, it's probably coming off of that, but it's strange. It's Yitle Bebitl Torah. Tolo. Steht man noch? Tolo Vleimotze. Yeah. Yeah. Omar Rav Rav Schem Rav Hun, Kosh HaKosh Baruch Hu, Chofetz Bo, Medako Biyasum, very similar idea. Shenev Hashem Chofetz, Dako Hecheli, he made him sick, he made me sick. Yishai talks, Yochol Afilo Lo Kiblum Me'ahavo, meaning it'll only be worth anything, because Mekabel Be'ahavo, Talmud Lomim, Tosim Oshom Nafsho. It's the next words of the Apostle Dan Yishai. Ma'oshom Ladas, Af Yisurim Ladas. Not an easy gemara, just like a korban, you bring midaitoi, because nafsho means das, and the yisum have to be midas. They only work if you recognize them and accept them. V'yim kiblaim olov me'ahavo maschoro, that's the continuation of that pasuk. Yira zera yarech yomim, v'loy oid, ela shetalmudo miskayim biyodo. Remember what he learned, shenem, that's the end of that pasuk, all one pasuk. That's one long pasuk. Hashem chofetz dako echeili. Im Tosim Oshem Navsho Yirazer Yarech Yomim VeChevitz Hashem VeYodo Yitzloch. And the Mashal says Chevitz Hashem represents Torah because it's called Chafotzer Lo Yishuvo. Okay. Pligi Bor Rabbi Yankiv Baridi Rebacho Bar Chanino. Chad Omar Eloheni. How can you tell Yisurin Shalahavo? Elon Yisurin Shalahavo. Kol Shem Bebitul Torah. Shenema Ashi Agev Shetesan Luko. Umitoroscho slamden. The Gemara says that this is the pasuk Yisurin Shalahava Atri Agev Shtiyasun. When is that mitoroscho slamden? We can still learn, but if there's bittul Torah, then it's not Yisurin Shalahava. V'chad Omar Elohein Yisurin Shalahava Kol Shem Bum bittul Tfilo. Shenema Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Heset Tfilosi V'chaz Domiti. He didn't take away my ability to daven. Omulo Rebaba Breid Abchia Bar Abo Hochi Omar, and I changed the Gemara because it's a strange thing here. I mean, Rebaba Breid Abchia Bar Abo is saying Hochi Omar Abchia Bar Abo, that's his father. Pashas would not have referred to him by his name. Rebaba, the son of Abchia Bar Abo, said that Abchia Bar Abo said Pashas would not have referred to his father by his name, so they change it to Rebaba. That's what the Rebishai Pick is doing over here. Makes it Omer Baba Breid Abchi Bar Abba Hochi Omer Reb Abba. Others say that you can refer to your father if you refer to him as Reb. Okay, so I point. Omer Reb Yechon Eilu Veilu Yisun Shalahavu. That's not true. You can have even with Bittul Torah and with the still Vilhaisen Yisun Shalahavu. Shenemak Yes Asher Yev Hashem Yechiach. Going back to that posuk, in other words, the way the Mashiach explains, because that posuk says over there, Musar Hashem b'ni al timos, ges Hashayev Hashem yochiach. That's where we're learning the idea of Yisurim shel Ahava. There's no reason for it. It's Ahava. That seems to be a blanket statement. If there'll be exceptions to that rule, then that pasuk is not so simple, because then there is one where it is Yemos. And that's, if you can tell that it's not Yisurim shel Ahava, that's not easy Gemara's for you. So what is it? What do you do with that pasuk over there? Because there he thought it meant Asher Yesh Tzenu Ko. When is it Asher? When's Ahavim? So someone can still learn. We're saying not that way. It can be Yisun Shel Ahavim if you're not able to learn. So what's meant to Rosh Slam Denu? Al Tikri Salamet Denu with a segel El Talam Denu. If you look in the back, and Chachos Vanayach will give you a lesson in Diktuk. If you haven't been in Bais Yankiv lately. Salam denu means what a dogish in the dalit. Denu means him. Umisaras lam denu, you'll teach him. Tilam denu means teach us. Elo tilam denu, it means. Asher yesh asher. No, come on, suppose. Asher tesenu ko. Umitaras tilam denu. You'll teach us this lesson from the Chumash itself. Dovo zeh mitaroska talamdeinu, meaning that there's an ashrei, that there's a mila to Yisurim. You teach it, you taught us in the Torah itself. It's an interesting limud. Kalvachome mishen v'ayin. And Abba Knaini goes out mishen v'ayin, meaning he suffers certain Yisurim. The guy knocks his tooth out, and he goes l'chavsh, he gains from it. It's kalvachome Yisuri kol aguf, that one will gain from it. Mashen v'ayin shen echod me'evoriv shel odom. Eved yoytzu ben l'cheirus. A Yisurin shememarkin kol gufa shel odom. Al has kamo v'kamo. V'haynu de Shimon ben Lakish. Dom Shimon ben Lakish. Nema briz b'melach. Nema briz b'yisurin. Nema briz b'melach. Dichsiv lo saj b'smelach briz. Nema briz b'yisurin. Dichsiv el adivre abriz by the toichecho. Ma briz oma b'melach. Melach mimatekes es abosor. It mimatekes really means sweetens. I don't know if we would say salt sweetens, but it... It prepares, enhances the taste. We need a roadmap for the English. They go sweetens. Mituk means sweetens. Okay, it means enhance, a better word. I could have brisa oma be yisurin. Yisurin American call of an ace of shalom.
Sorry, that's not just said is
Yisurim Shalahav. Yisurim Shalahav
means there is no
Avayis. That's Yisurim Shalahav. We're talking about general Yisurim. We're talking about general Yisurim. We're talking about general Yisurim at this point. Tanya Pshim ben Yochoyom, Asholish Matonis Toivis Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroel. V'kulon Nesan Elay De Yisurim. Elon Torah v'itzol v'oylam abo Torah minayin shenem asher egev shetzvenu ko u'mitaros t'slamdenu Eretz Yisrael d'rsuki kashi yidas this week's parashah yesu ish esbeno Hashem l'kech miyasrek u'ksiv basrei Hashem l'kech miyachal Eretz Torah v'oylam abo oylam abo d'rsiv ki ne'er mitzvah v'toyra or v'derech chayim explains Rashi mean derech chayim oylam abo to get to chayim oylam abo is to chochas musa. You're telling me Torah, you need Yisurim to get Torah. You just told me before that Kolosik B'Torah chases away the Yisurim. Yisurim Adelam, amen. Back and forth. He says it has to start with Yisurim when you start learning. Once you start learning, you get into it, then it will chase away the Yisurim. Whatever it is, if we understand, we don't understand, but.
In the second chapter, we said that if there's no learning, then there's going to be Yisurim. So it starts with that.
Right, okay, he goes, yeah, okay. No, the second sheet we said what? Sorry? Which number? Right, Bittel Torah will bring on. That's this, right, yeah, that's the second step. Right. Good. Do we understand? We don't understand, and we don't look for Yisurim, that's for sure. We'll soon see the even the Amorim will say, Elohim v'loschar, we don't look for it. But without it, we would be in trouble. Amen. Chofetz Chaim brings somewhere one of his svarim a footnote that was he heard from somebody who heard from his uncle who knew yet the Gro. So I got this story how he describes what happens when a person goes upstairs, you know, and they start putting the things on the scales, you know. Doesn't look so good, you know, the left side is getting heavier and heavier. And then they call out the Yisurim and they put that on the other side and it tips it over. When he has a lotion there, Il mole ha Yisurim lomotsonu yodeinu v'raglein. Without Yisurim we would have no hope to make it. Okay. Right, we don't look for it, we're not looking for it, but... Tony Tona Kamede B'Yechonon, Kolaitzi B'Toyrit Nes Chasod... What? No, that's not
true.
No, we're talking about for Kapora Savoy. Yisurim Shalom is extra stuff. We're talking about stuff to balance out the scale. When the Aveir is way down, we need Yisurim to weigh them back. What? That's not Yisurim. It's a Kapora Savoy. We have no Oinshim. We have no Oinshim. Oinshim is a Kapora Savoy. Yisurim Adevi, Rabbi Yonah, Mazma, Omfang, Tzvait, and Shara, and Shara Tshuva, for two purposes, basically. To wake you up, to do Tshuva. And base that they are themselves mamarik, I mean, whatever that they do something over there, they mechapa on the aver itself. Oisik b'toyg muschsodim v'koyver es bonov moichnu al kol avoy noisov. Yeah, It's definitely easier to do it with Torah Gimel Chasodim. Omer Rabbi Yechon Bishma Torah Gimel Chasodim Dichsev Abafur Shepozuk Bechesed VeEmes Yechuf Arovin Klo Chesed. It means a piece of Gemara. Chesed Zugemilas Chasodim Shenemar Roidev Tztoko VoChesed Yim Tzochayim Tztoko VeChovoid. It's interesting the Gemara. You have to prove to me that Chesed is Gemilas Chasodim. Does mean Chesed? What's Gemara proving exactly? Chesed Zugemilas Chasodim. What I thought it means. It's a Gadat Gemara. It's very difficult. Is the way most understanding that Siv under that Ches Gemilas Chasodim. This Chesed Gemilas Chasodim is a specific type of Chesed. Generally has to do with Momenus. Bein Lashirim, Bein Aniyim. That's the momentous end of Chesed. So Chesed doesn't necessarily have to mean that. You're doing a favor, that's a great Sazach. But we're saying you need Gemilas Chasodim for Kaporas Avoinus. How do you know that Chesed means Gemilas Chasodim? So he says it's because the Pasuk puts it together, right? If Tztoko vo Chesed. The fact that he puts it together with Tztoko, you see that it's the momentistic type of Chesed. The Mashur sense a very interesting Rashi in Yevomis. Rashi in Yevomis says on this, that was a pshat in the posuk. Roid of stock of a chesed. What's meant this? Yim tzachayim stock of a covet. So Rashi there says yim tzachayim stock means boilam abo. Covet is boilam mazeh. That's what Rashi says in Yevomis. That's what Mashur says. He says if you want to know what's going on, look over there. I think what he means is as follows. In other words, that's. Because you have chaim tztoka b'olam habo, covered b'olam hazeh. That's by gemilas chasodim. So you see that chesed means gemilas chasodim. Okay. Emes utayra shenema emes kinevi al timkar. El koiver is bonov minaya. How do we? Where do we get this? That koiver is bonov is moichlan kol avenoisov. Tonale al sabim shum shimen yochoi asya ovon ovon. So it's every show. Uksiv hocho vechesed veemes yichup arovoin. Uksiv hosom umeshalim avoin ovois elcheg b'neim. Okay, it comes right to Gemara. It's very difficult Gemara. Sivamish. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Negoyim ubonim einam yisurin shalahav. Hey, look at Rabbi Yochanan. Negoyim. Negoyim means, negoyim, tzoraz, these kind of things. Ubonim, the one thought it means a person whose children die b'chayiv, Rachman Litzlan. That's not Yisurin Shalahav. Frank the Gemara, Unegoyim loy, Negoyim is not Yisurin Shalahav. Ve'otanyo, Komi sheyesh bo echod, Me'arbo maris Negoyim alolu, Einon elo Mizbach Kapor. It's a Mizbach Kapor. Somehow the Gemara saw in the Eichet very difficult. I have a good answer here. Somehow the Gemara saw in the words Einon Elo Mizbach Kapora that it's Yisurin Shalahav. What has to do one with the other? I don't know. But let's hold one second. Einon Elo Mizbach Kapora. The Gemara thought if Kapora says Yisurin Shalahav, you just told me to go. It's not the Kumin. So the Gemara, no Kapora Hav Yisurin Shalahav Lo Hav. All it means is Kapora. The word Yisurin Shalahav. So what was the Havin of the Gemara here? It's the simplest, I'll tell you, the simplest is that one of the Yen Yankev says that the Gemara in Ksuvah, they bring a Chumash Rashi somewhere to Askenim, that Mizbeach is all sorts of things in the word Mizbeach. And one of them is Mechavev. That Mizbeach is Mechavev, Kal Yisrael HaFakodesh Baruch Hu. It's an interesting Gemara. The Losh and Oltik is bringing Mizbach Kapor. What does it mean? Should have said Kapor. That's Mizbach Kapor. So that's what he wants to learn. Mizbach Kapor. The Gemara thought it meant it has that aspect of Mizbeah, that it's Lechavev. I mean, that's Yisurim Shalahav. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. Difficult. It's Slach here has a... Slach has a very complicated Shtikal Torah. He wants to say that... If I did this Losh, Mizbach Kapor, that's a very difficult Losh. What does that do? Mizbach Kapor. Kapor. He wants to say like this, that all Korbonis... It's not the Mizbeach that's Mechaper. Faked, in Korbonis, the Mechaper is the Achilos Koyanim. V'ochlo oisom ha-shekupar bohem. Ha-koyanim oichlim v'abaylam miskat. So it's not the Mizbeach is the Kaporah. Mizbach Kaporah is where? It's by a Korban Oilo. Because by a Korban Oilo, nothing's Nechal. There, the Mizbeach is the Mechaper. That it's on the Mizbeach. Is Mizbach Kaporah, the one thought is a remiss to Korban Oilo. Now, Korban Oilo is born Hirhure, on Hirhure Aveir. Now, we have a Gevor, and Hashem is not Manish on Machshova Bayin. So then, so if it's not an Oinish on Aveira, so what is it then? It's Yisurin Shalahav. You tell me, Negoim is Mizrach Kaporah. I think I thought you meant to say, Negoim is Azak Kaporah, like a Korban Oilo. Korban Oilo is on Hirhurim. On Hirhurim, Hashem is not giving ownership. So it's Azav Yisurim, not an Oinish. So what it is? It's Yisurin Shalahav. Well, says, no, that's not what it means. It's a difficult piece. I'm just going to tell you, it's difficult. I don't have a good, smooth way here. Ibo Yisei Menoch HaTeretz. Taka means Mizrach Kaporah. Taka means it's Yisurin Shalahav. So it says in the Goyim, it's Shalahav. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not Yisurin Shalahav. Interesting. Ibo Yisei Maholon V'Holohu. In Eretz Yisrael, one seems to have an understanding here, which I don't understand exactly, that anything that's befarhesia, that's open, is not going to be Yisurin Shalahav. So in Eretz Yisrael, Negoyim is a public statement, because it's Shiluach Gimel Machnas, you have to go out from the Machna. It's a public statement. There, it's not Yisurin Shalahav. But in Chutz Loretz, where it could be completely private, then it is Yisurin Shalahav, that's the answer. Talking in Bavel. But even in Bavel, could be Farhesi, could be obvious in the Goyim, and people see him. Could be under your shirt. Nobody knows about it. That would be, could be. Ubonim lo. Now he said, no Hazoch Reb Yochanan. He said, Bonim, at Gemara Nesudim, man, the person's Nebach, children die b'chayiv, that's not Yisurin Shalahav. Hey, Chedomi. Ilaim the Havalu Mesu, if it means someone had children who died, I go home and Reb Yochanan himself, Dein Garmo da Siro Bir. Very interesting thing he did. He would carry around on him a bone. He had 10 sons that died b'chayiv. He would carry around a bone of the child. What kind of bone was it? Aiz metame. So Rashi says, poch b'sayir. Some say it's a tooth. Whatever it is, some sort of a remembrance of that child with which, the way Tais learns, he would be menachem other people. Someone would have a tragedy, would say, look what happened to me. On the stairs of Gemara, something that's not Yisurin Shalahava, he's not going to be menachem people with. So you see, it's not Yisurin Shalahav. To have children who died, that is Yisurin Shalahav. To never have children, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that couldn't be Yisurin Shalahav. He got sick. All the Gabi Rabbi Yochanan came to visit. You like them? So they all learned them. I'm sure they all learned that because these were Yisurim that caused Bittul Torah and they weren't able to daven. So they said, Lohein v'lo schora. We'd rather learn. Give me your hand. They gave him his hand. He stood him up. Later, Rabbi Yochanan cholash. Rabbi Yochanan got sick. All the Gabi Rabbi Chanin. Omle chavin lechi Yisurim lehem v'lo schora. Omle havli yodoch. Give me hand. Yovle yode v'ukme. Amai look Rabbi Yochanan lashlen him stand up himself. In the previous case, you saw he helped the blesser get up. You see, a chayla could get up. Whatever. Amre ain chovish matar atzu beis asurim. A chayla on his own can't get out of it. He needs help. Rabbi Elezer cholash. All the Gabi Rabbi Yochanan chozed av a kogoni bebeis ofel. It was dark. Galya Ladare, he rolled up his sleeve. Venofel Nahirid lit up the room. It was a very, the Gemara says that he was Meshufre. He's a very beautiful person, Meshufre. Meshufre was a reminder of Shufre of Yerushalayim, what once was, what people looked like. And Galya Ladare exposed his arm, Venofel Nahirid, light came in the room. Chazi saw the Gabakabokhi Rebelezi, so he was crying. I'm like, Michael, why are you crying? Are you crying because you didn't learn enough? You did what you could. You never made it rich. Like a lot of you don't have everything. It's not the end of the world. And if because he apparently lost children, he showed him the bone. Look what happened to me. Oh my lord, you know why I'm crying? I'm crying on the beauty that will be buried. Meaning, he refreshes, referring to Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, that death will come to such a yofi that you are. They will explain. It means just the yofi of Rabbi Yochanan. I happen to have been a very handsome person, but that's not what he meant. But the Gemara says in Babas that he was Mishufid Yerushalayim, it was a remembrance of all that was. Is it a schurm, and that's why he was crying. On that there is what to cry. Give me a hand. You have le yodei vuk. Rav Huna tkifu le arba meya doni de chamra, which apparently was a very great amount. He had 400 barrels of wine that went bad on him, which a major financial loss apparently. Ola gabi Reb Yehuda, achva de psalach sida. Reb Yehuda, psalach's brother came to visit him. Virabona v'amri lo ravada barahava. Some say, but Rabona, whatever. Omru le la ayin mar b'mile. Listen, as that thing happens, like to Rashi, if Ashrish b'maisof, come on. That I messed up. What are you telling me? Hashem gave you something for no reason. What do you mean? You just got me through the whole concept of Yisur and Shalahava. Maybe this was Yisur and Shalahava. It's saying, obviously, it's a punishment for something you did wrong. We just got through the whole Musa of Yisur and Shalahava. So they all learned, Rishonim say already, they knew he was doing something wrong. They just didn't want to come out and hit him on the head with it, so they didn't. They knew that he was doing this thing wrong. So they were getting to him to realize it this way. If somebody knows something, let me please tell me. We heard, he had a sharecropper, right? So he was had obviously, vineyards. He was a wine merchant. So, that used to work for percentage, whatever. He got a percentage in the produce. So, but besides the percentage in the produce and the grapes, he's also supposed to get a percentage in the zmoiris, the branches. What do you call that? Branches. What branches?
Prune branches.
What?
Prune the branches.
Prune branches. And he didn't give him that. It's Chanavli. He owes him the money. They were telling him, you owe him the money. Punch it. Omalahu, 1 second. You know, my sharecropper have to be a gangster. This sharecropper was taking too much. And what he took in the grapes, he more than covered what he owed him in the branches. Oh, Mikoshovik, is he leaving me anything over? I mean, do I owe him something? He took too much over there. What Rashi? He's stealing in the grapes more than what I owe him in the Zemiris. I'm saying he's zog to kagon of lekule, stealing everything. Omulei, haynu damri in shabos agan v'gnoi v'taim atoim, meaning a ganav also has the taste of gnoi. That's not an explanation. Echmei, he took too much grapes. He owes you the money. You owe him a chelik, and this is you can't cancel it off like that. Omalahu kibilno alai di avinalei. Okay, I'm a kabbal to give it to him. Is he immediately got his reward? Ike da amre hoda cholo v'havo chamra. Some said immediately the vinegar turned back into wine, so he didn't have his. He sustained no loss at all. Ikedami made money. No. Forget it. It's the same thing. I'm sorry. Didn't make sense. Ikedami yakechol of his dam de mechama. Right. Not main. Either way, he's recouping his loss. Either the challah turned back into wine, or it remained vinegar, but the price of vinegar shot up, and he got for what he would have gotten for the 400 barrels of wine. Two things I was always very careful. Tlilosi, shetei lefnei mitosi, in front of my bed. We'll see in a minute. Val mitosi, shetei nesuna betzofen ledorm. The bed should be north-south, because the shechina is east or west, so you don't want to lay against it. Taisa says it's only in a bed of ish v'isha. The Ram says, even stam you sleep alone. Shlero says, better even alone, you should be careful. Oh, al tlilosi, shetei lefnei mitosi. Al gemar gemay, my lefnei mitosi, that he dive in front of his bed. Standing in front of the bed. Elam of Nemi Tosi Mamish. Fakared, you shouldn't do that. Vom Rebuda Maravi, Tame Rebshuben Levi, Minayin Kuspalish Loi Dobachitz Benelo Ben Akir. You should stand with no thing, you know, facing the wall, up against the wall, whatever you want to call it, not with something being mafsik. Sheneva Vayasif Chiskio Porabel Akir, Vayispalil. So he always was careful to dive in front of his bed. Fakared, you shouldn't dive like that. Because a bed is not a permanent thing. That they'll say to you, the Oren, a Teva, a big Zak, which is permanent. That's not a problem. That's like part of the wall. But their beds were not drilled into the floor. They were very flimsy. They moved around. So Fakad, you shouldn't have dived in the front of his bed. Loi Teva lifnei mitosi. He didn't mean in front of his bed. Eleima somuch lemitosi. Meaning as soon as I got up. Meaning he never did melocha. Rashi says even learned. We'll come to that later. Difficult Rashi says. Rashi says, you know, I'll learn before you dive in and say Krishma. and we're in trouble. But the Tais already jumps, and there's no marker for that. Gepshut, that means you're not allowed to do malacha before you dam. Val mitos, you stay in the suit of Beitzofen Ledorim. Dom Reb Chama, Reb Chanin, Reb Yitzchak, called Anaisa mitoso, Beitzofen Ledorim. Have you like bonim schorim? Shenemu tzvun, chamlosh tzofen, temale bitnu, yizbu bonim. Reb Chama, Yitzchak, ma af ein ishto ma pelas nefolim, ksiv hoch, utzvun, chot temale bitnu, u ksiv hoch, vim yamale, yamale, letters, vim yisoyimim bebitnu. This time, good to know that Dina, don't give us state that the bed should be, zicha by ish, v'isho, north, south. The Zach is in Zoya state, it should be east west. So it's a nice to hear what to do. Either way you go, you're right. Mr. Bruce says best is the game of state. Chonorach and the Gemara, but La Maisa, those who fakir, but Dafka wanted the other way.